in Moscow. There is still no claim of responsibility for yesterday's suicide bombing by two women outside a rock festival. The attack killed at least 17 people, including the two bombers, and wounded several dozen others. NPR's Lawrence Sheets reports from Moscow.
Russia's Deputy Interior Minister Rashid Nurgaliyev says at least one of the suicide bombers, a 20-year-old Chechen woman, had ties to so-called illegal armed formations, code language for rebels. We've established she was connected to the leaders of groups conducting illegal activity in the Chechen Republic, Nurgaliyev said. But taking into account the fact that we have a lot of information to examine, it's going to take time and investigating to determine who the organizers were. There was also no claim of responsibility from any Chechen faction. A spokesman for ousted rebel Chechen President Aslan Maskhadov condemned the suicide bombings and said his people had nothing to do with them. But Maskhadov's authority is scant at best. The Chechen separatist movement has split into dozens of factions. Many are only loosely centered around so-called emirs, self-described commanders who enjoy the casual loyalty of sometimes no more than a dozen or so followers. Russian journalist Kirill Belyaninov notes Chechen suicide bombings, especially against purely civilian targets, are a relatively new phenomenon. Yet he says they're probably generally intended to increase pressure on the Kremlin, just like other types of attacks such as the Moscow theater siege last year in which radical Chechens held 800 people hostage.
The point is still the same, because the basic point of terrorists, whether we're talking about Palestine or Russia, is to destabilize the society and to basically scare the civilian population, to make them ask the government to basically conduct some, like, action.
Action like peace talks with rebel leaders, which the Kremlin rules out. The Russian government has scheduled a presidential election in Chechnya for October, but well-known separatist figures have condemned the vote. They'd be barred by Moscow from running for office, even if they wanted to. The suicide bombings, which occurred while the band Crematorium was blasting out hard rock from the festival stage, has renewed fears radical Chechens intend to strike increasingly in major Russian cities. Until now, most suicide bombings have been aimed at Russian government or military targets in or around Chechnya, though they've killed scores of civilians as well. Lawrence Sheets, NPR News, Moscow.